Welcome to the Growth by Sean podcast. Here you'll find conversation on the expansion of all aspects of the game of life, with a deep focus on our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual experience. Join your host, Sean Rivers, as he interviews entrepreneurs and coaches to showcase the many identity shifts individuals make throughout their lives. You're here for a reason. Sean aims to share tools and stories that help us all move forward and take ownership of our goals.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Growth by Sean podcast. So, it's been a little while. It's been about 2 weeks now. And I want to talk to you guys about why I do not consistently record and post the podcast. Now, in the past, when people ask me, how do I start a podcast, all these different types of things, in the past, I've told them and I've given them advice of you need a consistent schedule. You need, people need to know and expect when you're going to post. Like for a long time, it was every single Monday, 7 o'clock a.m., you could expect a podcast from me. And I did this for close to 2 years. And the thing is, I still do believe that that advice holds true when you are first starting out, because you want, not every single podcast is going to be the best podcast that you ever produce, but it's really about the consistency of it. And once you get a listener hooked, when you start to listen to this podcast and you're like, oh, you know what? This really stuck with me. I don't want to miss another episode. Or you're the person where, ooh, you know what? That's a really good guest, or that's a really good title. Like, this is enticing me. Like, when you have that consistency, it's going to be easier to keep returning listening, keep returning to listen. But the thing is, over the past 2 weeks, I'm starting to have this this shift, specifically with the podcast. The first one, and I think this is the lesser of the two for me, but the first one is that I have a higher standard for the podcast. Throughout my first 100 episodes, there was one podcast that I recorded with someone, and I decided not to put it out. All right? And that was it. 1 out of 100. And I was like, you know what? No matter how bad I might think it is or whatever, I'm just going to put this out because I need the content. Maybe it'll help someone. But now, I have a new standard. Out of the last 30 I've recorded, there's 5 that I actually haven't put out. There's 5 people that have asked me to come on the podcast. I recorded an episode with them. I did not like it. I stopped after maybe 30 minutes, and I was like, yeah, that's about good. And then I just don't put it out. I just delete it because I didn't enjoy it at all. And if it's not enjoyable, why would I do it? Now, of course, there's parts of your life that you have to get uncomfortable, and there's parts of your life that you have to eat shit face, where you have to do the things that you don't necessarily enjoy in order to create the life that you want for tomorrow. So where's that line? Where's the line of doing the things that I want to do, but also doing the things that I don't want to do? And this is what leads me into the second point of why I haven't put out an episode in 2 weeks, is because, one, I recorded a podcast and I wasn't about it, so I decided not to put it out. But two, over the past 2 weeks, it wasn't my top priority. Like, we focus on work, 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 work. And yes, I need to work. The majority of us need to work to have money, make a living. It's our responsibility. It's our right. But the thing is, if you don't 100% enjoy what you're doing, then go do something else. And there are parts of my life that I really enjoy, and there's parts of my life that I don't enjoy. Coaching, the podcast, 2 things that I really, really enjoy. My regular 9-to-5 job? Eh, it's fine. So here's the thing. With the podcast, over the past 2 weeks, I've been going and enjoying my weekend. This past weekend, I spent the whole weekend with my sister, Shan. And I could care less that I did not put a podcast out yesterday. Because that time was way more enjoyable than me coming home on Sunday night and scrambling to try to get a podcast in. Because Sunday night, I can't, like Sunday, I got home, I went to the gym, settled in, planned the week, all of that kind of stuff that you do on a Sunday. You know, you meal prep. And then I went out, had a little game night with my friends. And I'm not worried about the podcast. And yeah, sure, it shows a little bit of lack of consistency. But at the same time, like, this is my podcast, right? And yeah, I want to be of service to people. I want to help people. But if I'm just scrambling to try to get it done, then how much is that really going to help someone? Whereas this message here, I blocked off about 40 minutes. It's not going to take me 40 minutes to record this. This episode is going to be no longer than 10 minutes. But what I'm getting at here is when you look at your life and it's work, 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 where's the fun? Where's everything that you actually want to do? Because if you don't have any of that right now, then what are you doing all this for? Are you trying to work, 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 just to go and get ahead that way you never have to work again? Maybe that job's not for you. When I have a lot of conversations with a lot of people every single day. When I talk to people and I say, hey, what do you do for work? And they're like, I work in HR, just giving an example. And then I talk to a lot of older people. When I say older people, I mean older than me. So I'm talking 50s, 60s. It's not that old, right? So one of my questions is, oh, well, how long you been doing it? And honestly, a majority of the answers with that 50, 60-year-old person, 20, 30-plus years, and I ask him, man, you really must love it, huh? And the majority of people, I'm going to say honestly, 95% of people say something along the lines of it pays the bills. Is that all you're meant to do? Just get by, pay the bills? Is that all you want to do? So no matter what you're going to do this week after listening to this, are you scheduling time to do the things that you want to do? Are you scheduling time to create the life that you want to create? All of these can intertwine. It's good to have a vision, but you need to be here right now too. Guys, appreciate this small little, let's call it vent session, you know, vent podcast. Why not? If you liked this episode, you know it helps me. Write a review. Share it with a friend. Whatever way that you came across this podcast, pay it forward, all right? The law of karma is real. So, guys, thanks for tuning into another episode. I'll be back next week with some guests.